But as I was saying, in Australia, it's second time around lockdown down for the city of Melbourne. And this is after the state of Victoria recorded the highest daily tally of new COVID-19 infections in an Australian state since the beginning of the pandemic. 288 new infections in the past 24 hours alone. And it's harder locking down second time around, as I've been hearing from the BBC's Phil Mercer.
I think there's a great deal of anxiety, certainly frustration, and a lot of fear, and clearly a huge amount of uncertainty in March when all of Australia went into varying degrees of lockdown. There was a feeling that people had to do the right thing, to do what the authorities have urged. But now, for a second time, Melbourne going into lockdown, there is a feeling that mistakes have been made. And I think clearly more frustration this time around than back in March. And this could go on at least for 6 weeks. It could go longer than that, depending on the coronavirus cases that still are increasing in the state of Victoria. In the last 24 hours, 288 new cases have been discovered, and that's the highest daily increase since the pandemic began.
The state premier, Daniel Andrews, saying it was always going to get worse before it got better. Again, like President Trump, saying a lot of these diagnoses are coming in because of extra testing. Is it that, or is the virus on the upswing again?
I think two reasons have been identified by Daniel Andrews' state government in Victoria. Firstly, a sense of complacency that many of the restrictions brought in Victoria in recent months have recently been gradually eased. There have been clusters of COVID-19 cases identified at family gatherings, and the authorities believe that social distancing and hygiene protocols have been ignored in many, many instances. So there is a sense of complacency that has the authorities alarmed, and also breaches of quarantine security. Now, Australian citizens and residents returning from overseas face a mandatory 14-day period in isolation, and some passengers have come home infected with the coronavirus, and somehow they have managed to infect guards at those hotels, and those guards have taken the virus back into the community. So it's those two main sources that have the authorities worried the most, and they're that worried that they've imposed this minimum 6-week lockdown on Australia's second biggest city.
And how severe are the restrictions this time compared to March?
In many instances, they are more severe. The police in the state of Victoria have promised to build a ring of steel around the city to prevent people breaching regulations. Now, people in Victoria can only leave their homes for four main reasons. That's to work or to study, to exercise, to go to buy essential groceries, or to receive medical treatment or special exemptions for caregivers. Everyone else has to stay in home. This is essentially a type of protective custody, if you like, for about 5 million people in the city of Melbourne. They have been under these stay-at-home orders now for a couple of days, and they face many more days of these tough restrictions as the authorities in Australia's second most populous state try to contain an outbreak of COVID-19 that many people down there had thought would never come back.
Phil Mercer in Australia there.